This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. So we have completed our talks. We have one thing remaining, and that is the panel discussion that will happen right at the end of this particular convention, inshallah. So, Brother Wael Ibrahim, how did it go?
It went very well, alhamdulillah. I've been learning a lot of things about Nigerians.
You learned a few things.
And how they mix the English with their local language. And it sounds very beautiful. Like, you know, there's something I learned today. A big. Don't make me vix. Or no make me vix. Meaning Allah. Like, please. A big. It's like, comes from I beg you. Or please.
Oh, a big.
Don't get me angry. Or don't make me angry.
Allah,
see?
Allah,
a big. And also another one, which is my favorite. Waiting to happen. Waiting to happen means what's actually happening. What's happening?
What thing?
Waiting. Waiting.
Yeah. What thing did happen? Waiting did happen.
Oh, so that's they smash it together.
Yes.
And today I was trying to practice with the brothers. I say, waiting to happen. He say, nothing to happen. Okay. Like, he immediately responded. So Brother Adhama is with us. I wanted him to confirm. I have that theory. I believe that Nigerians have play around with the English.
Yes.
So on the hope to get back at the British,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that when they colonize England, mm-hmm. nobody will understand them because the language is absolutely...
The local will not understand, so they have to...
The local will not understand the foreigners.
Like, polish it the way that they will, it will suit with the local language.
like this one, no put me for wahala.
Don't put me into trouble.
Don't put me into trouble. Don't put me into wahala.
Yes, wahala.
Allah. Don't put me in before wahala.
And no do me wayo. This is my favorite also. No do me wayo. Don't cheat me or something.
Don't cheat me, exactly.
Wayo is
wayo
fraud.
Wayo is a Hausa, yeah. It's a Hausa word. And it's wahala
genius.
Is also a Hausa word. But it's like... general word now is in use for all the language. They understand the word wahala.
Yes.
In Yoruba, if you meet a Yoruba man and you said, don't put me into wahala, he will understand what you mean. And also the Igbo, the Hausa, everybody.
They will understand.
They will understand.
So my topic today
wahala is just like a general word.
MashaAllah.
Yes.
So I started with this light note. I brought some laughter in to the audience, and then we move to mental health and emotional well-being of you know, human beings in general, and how the Prophet ﷺ used to cope with intense emotions. Mentioned the story of the death of his son Ibrahim, the first experience at the cave when the angel Gabriel appeared in his actual form, how the Prophet ﷺ was shivering, ran to his wife to seek, you know, comfort and so on. What was the topic about, Sheikhna? Your topic.
SubhanAllah, amazing. You know, to be honest, I'm just thinking about the tears of the Prophet ﷺ when he lost his son Ibrahim, and when he told the Sahaba, when they were looking there, he told them, "Innama hiya rahmatun ja'alaha Allahu fi ibadihi ar-ruhama." You know, that's amazing, because
they did not imagine that the Prophet ﷺ would cry.
Yeah. But it's a coping mechanism of human. And mashallah, you tackle the topic very well.
And in our culture, they say men don't cry. Men, they are expected to, you know, toughen up and bear everything. But here we are. We have the Prophet ﷺ, the best of mankind, used to weep.
So I spoke about peace and unity. I actually modified the title that I was given in order to synchronize it with the theme of the entire convention, peace and unity. I've had people say, oh, you know, the theme, you've themed it peace and unity, but there was no topic on peace and unity. So I like to bring it in to say, no, it is all peace and unity, but you need to put it into context to understand it. So to be at peace with yourself, to be at peace with your maker, to be at peace with your family and your closest circle, to be at peace with your community, and to be at peace with everyone else, and to be able to unite does not mean uniformity. That's something that we always talk about. Unity is not uniformity. I don't need to be the same like you in order to be united with you. And I can still get along with you with the differences. Also, if I'm united with you, it doesn't mean I agree with you. I could disagree with you strongly, but I'm united for some common purposes, you know.
Beautiful.
So alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, today we'll have a panel discussion in about 2-3 hours. Perhaps inshallah. We can have an unplugged session on the stage.
Yes, inshallah. Why not?
Jazakumullah khairan.
The key is here in the middle.
Habibi.
Jazakallah. The key is in the center.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.